From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors Asabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God, to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, tonight, thank you for a Wednesday evening like this, where we gather as your people and as your children to hear from you. My prayer tonight is that, Lord, you will help us and encourage us. You lead us on. Help us to fight a good fight of faith and to lay hold on eternal life. Thank you for everyone who's here. Speak to our hearts, O God. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. And you may please be seated. Hallelujah. So we're looking at a book, Transference of Spirit, chapter 10 of the book. We are praying about the transfer of spirit from now until the end of the week, which is Saturday. Right, so that's our prayer topic. Transfer. Lord, let the anointing transfer. When you say transference of spirit, you're actually talking about the anointing that passes or moves from one person to the other. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a season where you should not miss any misunderstanding about the anointing should be ironed out during this season. Are you with me? It's a season where the anointing should be very, very clear to you. We are learning that God is a God who works through people, and when He chooses people, He anoints them, and when He anoints them, that anointing is available to His people. Are you with me? The anointing of God is that is upon the man of God is available to His people. So we are studying, or I'm talking about the transference of anointing, or the transfer of a spirit. You get it? Now, if you have been following a little bit, I have been emphasizing the fact that it is anointing that makes most of the differences in your life. It's anointing. You see, anointing is like money. Or rather, money is like anointing. When you have money, your life changes. When you have money, there are a lot of things. The Bible says money is a defense. So we are saying that anointing transfers, isn't it? It transfers. So anointing or money is comparable to anointing. Just as money makes a difference, money changes your life, money circulates, anointing also changes your life, and anointing also circulates. Ladies and gentlemen, there is hope that God Almighty, His power is here on earth, and there is hope that we can also receive some of the power. In Psalm 133 in verse 1, the Bible says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity." It goes on to say that it's like what? It is like the precious ointment upon the head. There's no shampoo. This is precious. What is it? Precious ointment upon the head. It is nowhere compared to no shampoo, removing dandruff and all those things. No. The precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard. And it goes on to say, that went down to the skirts of his garments. What does verse 3 say? Okay, go back. So, when the anointing falls or drops on the head, it must needs trickle down. Are you following? It must needs trickle down. Now, in the Bible, you have a lot of instances where the anointing passes on from one person to another. So, this is our foundation. Psalm 133, 1 and 2 is our foundation. It is the scripture that is helping us to understand that if I am anointed, then you are also likely to be anointed. Isn't it good news? Yes. The good news is that when somebody is anointed and you are around the person, you should be careful, because the anointing is able to affect you and also touch your life also. That's the hope. So you don't just have only one person who is walking around with the power of God. You can have many persons. So that is what we want to focus on. And one of the great examples that we were praying with this afternoon was Bishop Dagwood Mills. I was telling the folks that Bishop is heavily anointed. And if you and I will just get one part of the Spirit upon his life. Well, let's look at Bishop Dagwood Mills. He is an apostle. He's a prophet, he's a teacher, he's an evangelist, and he's a pastor. If you and I will just get a little bit of his soul-winning heart, it will change our lives. The church will be different. Because soul-winning has a certain... Your heart, you must have a certain grace to win souls. He is somebody who goes to countries and he gathers hundreds of thousands of people. So you are here in Guyana, you say you're a home cell leader. The only thing we know is that it's really a cell. It's a small thing. It's a real cell that has never multiplied. It's a cell that is dead. Yeah, there's no meiosis and mitosis. Hey, I remember that thing in secondary school form 3. Mitosis and meiosis. Mitochondria. Hey, my God. Genetics. Hey. So, the anointing on Bishop Dag, just his soul-winning anointing alone, Brother Sherwin, if you were to get it, forget about his book writing, his church building, his church planting, his pastor's conference, his internet, his TV. Please. Just his what? His soul winning grace. Just that. Your home cell will not be the same again. You, Sophia, everybody will get to know you. If we have his grace, the grace that is upon his life to raise leaders, we'll raise a lot of people. There's a little on my head though. If you see these little boys and girls here, you can see that at least I am not bereft of the oil. At least there's some, if nothing at all, there's some little drop on my head. Yeah, if you see the people that we are training, we are sending millions of dollars, we are investing into sending children, young boys and young girls to Bible school and to raise them and to train them and all of that. You can see that the man, he has something small on his life. Oh, yeah, from the head is dropping down. And we are saying that you also, if you really treasure the anointing, there's hope for you. There's hope for you. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. Transference of spirits. I remember a few years ago, we used to have some young girls in the choir. The choir was full of young girls. That's my little girls' choir. It's not now that you have some big women in the choir. Some young girls who were in the choir. And they used to, after church, you know, they used to lime outside. They used to comb each other's hair. They used to plait each other's hair, all of that. And that was a time where they used to transfer spirits. Do you remember? Yeah. You see how I've forgotten your name again, my friend from last Wednesday evening. What's the name again? Renelle. Renette. You remember me? You're sure? But you're smiling like I do you something. You see, I got you to smile. Yeah, my smile is good. It's good for the facial muscles. Mm-hmm. What was I saying when Renette came to disturb my preaching? I said something. There are some young girls who were in the choir. After church, they would gather outside. Princess, he remembers. And the ones that were outside, they'll be combing each other's hair. They'll be plaiting each other's hair. They had special combs. And through those mediums and through those things, they'll be transferring spirits to others. So transference of spirit is a real thing in Christianity. The question is, which spirit would you like to be transferred to you? It depends on you. Because Elisha told Elijah that I want the spirit that is upon your life. Yeah. Yesterday I was preaching about the prophet's reward. Yeah, you should come. Come with some sheep or goat or something. Say, Bishop, I want to go on sabbatical leave. Please, this goat is for you. I see the goat in the house, bad he smells. I said, I see you on leave. From today, I send you on leave from today. And that's it. With pay, thank you very much. Are you following? If Bishop Dagi with Mills can preach for one weekend, a Sunday, and he gets $40,000, don't you want to have what is upon him? Is it you will not get the money unless you have what is upon him? You will not, you see, what you can do will be as a result of what is upon or what is with you. So the thing to go for is the anointing. And if you find anybody who's anointed of God, you must do whatever you have to do to provoke the anointing upon your life. Because once you have the anointing, Anita, your wedding will come on. You'll be there one day and then Mr. Lavelle will say, you know what? Sweetie, honey, tomato ketchup. Today is the day. This is the hour. Yeah. No. You should look at it too. Many of you have boys who like you, but they are not ready to marry you. True or false? As pretty and gorgeous as you look, it's like, take me to the altar. You have to beg. I have met some ladies who had fellas. And I asked them, when is he going to marry you? To my surprise, they said, I don't know. I will say, how can you not know? Why do you still give somebody service when you don't know when they are going to pay you? Please end the service. No warranty anymore. But that's how many of us, you see, and we may, it's by, and we may not even look at it in a certain serious way. Or you look at it. It is so common, you see, it is so common that you have to ask yourself, what does it really take for me to cross over this line to the other? It takes the anointing. It takes the oil. You see, the Bible said, because of the ointment, virgins do love thee. The anointing makes you attractive. Yeah, the anointing makes you attractive. Yeah, people will come to your home cell. People will come to your branch. People will come to your church. Because of the anointing. Because of the savor of thy good ointment. Thy name is as ointment poured forth. Therefore, do the virgins love thee. When oil is poured on you, it's not dangles, it's virgins. It's not brand new second hand though. It's virgins. You know brand new second hand? The anointing, Jackman. With the anointing, you don't struggle. He says, because of the savor of thy good ointment,
Therefore do the virgins love thee. Now, you see, it's not easy for a virgin to love you. Yeah. Many of you have not, never met a virgin before. What you met is a brand new third hand.
It's just a glorious version of a dango. It's just a glorious version. It's a modified, an enhanced version, a modified version, a bit of transformed version or something version of something. Yeah. Bishop said something. Bishop said, it is very different to relate with a virgin than to relate with somebody who is not a virgin. Yeah. He says, when you work with a virgin, or when you relate with a virgin, the virgin's mind is not on anything physical. But when you work with somebody who has been explored or touched or discovered, experimented with, who has been tickled by a ticklee or a tickler, a tickler. Then they bring for the ticklish or tickling. Then you realize that things are very different. It's true. And correct. Many of us, our struggles are because we have eaten the apple. Yeah. It's the apple. Once you eat the apple, your eyes open. Yeah. You see, a virgin now, you see, when you marry a virgin, the virgin doesn't have any idea. So everything she gets is good. If you marry a glorified D for darling. No, you have to impress. You have to overwork. You got to take an advocate, a Corilla or some Capadula advocate. Yeah, advocate. Ah. Because such an individual knows about things, and therefore you have to up your game. Jalana Evans not so. Am I preaching good or not? It's a good message. Yeah, you got to push it over time. But if you so virgins are so pure that it is they don't easily fall in love because their minds are not there. You can play with a virgin, and I say, but this girl, why she doesn't see that I like it? So, hi brother, I like you. It's this girl, she's not seeing the things I'm trying to do. Very, very pure. Very, very, very innocent. Yeah, the Bible says that these types, they are attracted to men who are anointed. Not men who are educated. Not men who have money. Not men who have cars. Men, the women, the type of women that are pure and innocent and genuine, they are attracted to men that are oiled. Yeah. And that's why we are saying that you must want the anointing. You must want it. It will change your life. It will change your life. It will change so many things for you. In Acts chapter 4 verse 13, the Bible says that when the disciples were becoming, they were doing math. You know math? They were doing math. When anointing makes you bold. Some of you are timid. Yeah. Look at these three. Stand up.
You know. You see, in this church, when you do something, instead of us punishing or disgracing you, we will laugh at you with it. That's how we stay. So, where's Evander? I was with Evander in Samaria, and he went to Thief Plantain. So, since then, anytime we want a joke, we just bring the plantain thief. Anytime I say it, he laughs. That's our way of telling you, don't do that again. There was two of our church members also from Wales. It's coming, isn't it? Who went to drink coconut rum? Cheap rum. And one passed out and one got high. Since then, when we want to be happy, we just bring coconut rum story and all of us get excited. So these new pastors who have come, Pastor Emmanuel Bayeti Nkosi Hema, on my right, and in the middle, Lady Pastor what? Megeli Cinderella Richmond. And then you have Black Cinderella. And they have Pastor Samuel Anson Jordan, the red boy. The Bible says that when the people saw the boldness of Peter and John, like Mr. Judge. I said, who was that, Mr. Judge? He said, okay. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. He said, when you are unlearned and you are ignorant, you cannot be bold. You are very, very timid. You lack self-confidence. Education does something to you. It boosts your ego. It makes you feel very confident about yourself. So when you are unlearned and ignorant, you can't stand before big men and a congregation and a crowd and speak in a certain way. So the Bible says that the people, the learned men, when they saw Peter and John and how they were speaking, they said, is this not these guys who are always fishing looking for fish in the trench? Then they marveled. And the Bible says they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. In other words, they took knowledge of what being with Jesus had actually done to them. Something had rubbed off onto the disciples. And therefore, just as Jesus was bold, they have also become bolder. These are my young pastors. These are my children who came the other day from Ghana, West Africa. We bought tickets for them to fly home for Christmas. Because people were praying to come and eat pepper pot and black cake. So, as they were praying, I heard their cry. The people of Israel were crying, so God heard their cry. We say, you know what? Let's force. I mean, it was very tough, but we say, you know what? Let's force for them to come and spend Christmas. So the church got them their ticket, and they went to the airport on the day that they were supposed to travel. Not so. When they went to the airport, they were checking in. And then the check-in agent looked at the itinerary and said, this itinerary is too suspicious. It's strange. Why are you going to Guyana through all these places? You can't go. Aina. They said they can't come. I was there when they test me that. They say we can't go. I said, what do you mean by you can't go? Like joke. These people couldn't come. With all the problems that went on, I said to myself, these people, they are JJCs. What I said, Where, oh, Aina, you work in the airline industry. Who can tell me when I bought my ticket to fly home after 4 years or after? Who are you to tell me I can't board the plane? The plane won't go. I tell you. The plane will not fly. I tell you. So, with all the anointing they have, so I actually question the anointing upon their lives. They couldn't make it. Because there was something missing. If I buy a ticket, I am going to Timbuktu. And I'm going through Brazil, Venezuela, Uruguay, America, whatever, to go to Timbuktu. I am the one getting tired of traveling. What's that? You just give me my boarding pass. Let me go and sit down. You will. It's not as simple as that. Ah! But there was some boldness. Hey, I'll preach about this until we go to heaven. Ah! Then later I'll send it over. You people, you're lucky. We should have left you in Ghana. How can you buy your ticket and let some black man tell you can't go and then that's the end of it? Then you say thank you. You take your bag. This man took his bag. When he was going back to the hotel, he was almost crying. Tell him, he said, my money is finished. I said, money is finished. You deserve the money to be finished. Boldness. Boldness. You step into the place. Good morning. I have used that. You see, they have this business class line, and then they have this economy line, and then baggage drop off online check. I go, I stand business line. That's where I stand. I stand there like that. And they say, yes. I go, I check it. They don't say anything. I just check and I go. And the people will be standing on the other two lines, they are waiting. I am not flying business class, but I am being treated like a business class person. Red carpet. They have some short red carpet that they try to cheat us with it. I walk on it. I just don't have the crown, but I walk on the red carpet. Yeah. The anointing gives you boldness. Ladies and gentlemen, we need the transfer of the anointing so that we can become bolder. I tell you. You see, when you are bold in Guyana, people think that you are some way. Thank you. Next time when you are traveling. So their bags didn't come. Because they made us pay a lot of money, that's why. Sit down, please. New pastors, you are blessed. So their bag, it will come, but because that's why their bag didn't come. It's a good experience for them. It shows you that when you are traveling, you should know what you put in your hand luggage and what you put in your check luggage. It's a good experience. By the time your bag comes, if you don't take care, the bag is open, all your fancy clothes gone. Yeah, all kinds of things people do. But it's a good experience. Because you made the people let you tell you go back home. And you also went back home. I said, these people, they should stay in Ghana. So I told them, you want to see the place filled with people, and it is you must bring the people. You have to pay back our money for us by bringing people to church. The anointing gives you boldness. Many of you are not bold. I heard, was it Pastor Isan had an issue with some, I think you hit some, cyclists or something like that. And then you call judge. And when judge came, he said he's police. That's the end of the story. The people go, Reverend Isan go, case closed. Thank you, sir. Judge says he's a police. Now, you tell me. Is that how police stay?
Is that how police behave? You are police? I'm not afraid of how big you look. Show me your ID card. Yeah. You can't show me your ID card. I is a police too.
Yeah, me too. I is police.
Yeah, I'm the commissioner, police commissioner. I remember one day I met a young rookie police officer. When I meet them, I deal with them. He stopped me and he said that my car, my vehicle is tinted. I said, yes, what else? They said, no, don't I know that I can't tint my vehicle? I said, who said so? He said, there's an announcement. There's news all over the place. He said, we are removing tints. I said, really? What percentage of tint are you talking about? I said, did you know that there's a certain percentage that's allowed? I said, I called the head office and asked for what type or what percentage is allowed and which one is not allowed. And the one that they allow is about, is it 35% or something like that? 35, right? That is what I have for my vehicle. You know what he said? He said, carry on. Yeah. But I'm sure some of you, when the police stop you, say, your vehicle is tinted. You say, oh, Bassman, officer,
it's not me vehicle, you know, it's me brother vehicle.
Officer, you know, that, it's a black brother, you know, officer, you know. It's so fantastic. If you've gone over the river before, once you cross the bridge and you're going left to Lagrange, they stand under a tree and they watch all those who are turning. If you don't stop at the T-junction before you join the road, they stop you. They said, you didn't stop. I've been stopped twice there. And the policeman said, I didn't stop. I said, because I don't have to stop. I said, have you seen how the road is? It is so clear. It is so clear. Once you come off the bridge and you are going to Lagrange, there's an extra lane before the main lane that is coming all the way from Freedom Hope. There's an extra lane that you go on and then you take your time to join the main road. It's so clear. But you have policemen standing under the tree and they're arresting people. After I told him how it works, he said, carry on. You're a policeman. You don't even. I don't even know whether he drives. Ladies and gentlemen, the transference of anointing makes you bold. You remember the lady with the issue of blood? The anointing came into her body and healed her. Something. Jesus said that. But virtue has left me. Something has left me. I can feel that something has left me. That is a hope. That as we are walking here on earth, as Bishop is walking here on earth, as men of God who are anointed are walking here on earth, they are carrying power. The lady just had to touch Jesus' clothes. Some of you better run and come and touch some people's clothes. Yeah? Why do you have to suffer? Why do you have to struggle in life when the anointed man's jacket is just hanging on the chair? One day, we're in Accra. Let me close with this. We had this pastor's conference. It was ISI then. And Bishop finished preaching. When he finished preaching, we the Lighthouse pastors, you know, were talking immediately. I think about 2-3 minutes after he finished preaching. We are around the stage area. We're, you know, saying hello to each other. The Lighthouse pastors were, you know, gaffing and talking. The pastors who came from far, do you know what they were doing? Some of them went to kneel in front of the chair that Bishop was sitting on. They held the chair like that. And they were speaking in tongues. Anointing. They want anointing. Some people had gone to lie on the stage that he was standing on to preach. They said they are not leaving the conference without that which was upon the man and he was standing on the stage. And I believe, you see, so when at the point one of the pastors
brought our due attention to it and said, and he said, look at us, the difference between us and these people. It's like we are not moved. It's like nothing has happened. It's not anything major. But look at the people who have come from far. They are lying on the stage. You ask yourself, what's wrong with them? We should rather ask you what's wrong with you. That you can't sense anointing. You don't want anointing to transfer because you don't know what anointing will do for you. Ladies and gentlemen, when God anointed Solomon with the spirit of wisdom, he was known all over. Money became an extra. Money became a side effect of the anointing that was upon Solomon's life. There's hope for anointing to transfer. Anointing can also transfer through the laying on of hands. Bible says that Moses laid his hand on Joshua and Joshua received the spirit. Whenever there's ministration and laying on of hands, you must believe God for the transference of spirit. That the opposite is also valid, you know. A young man, I met him in Europe. He came to our church one day. And he said he hears voices. Like, you know, he was experiencing auditory hallucinations. So when he's on the road, he hears people talking to him. And then he can't find the people who are talking to him. And he also started, you know, he was a guy. He started experiencing guys also sexually. Right? Now, one day when he came to church and I was in a conversation with him, then he told me something that was very, very profound. He said that experience, or the experience that he was explaining or expressing, he said it all started when he went to a church and the pastor prayed for him, laid his hand on him and prayed for him. Transference of spirit. You have to be careful who touches you. You have to be careful who lays their hands on you. Because when you lay your hands on people, you transfer spirit. That is why I can lay my hand on you and then you fall. Or you feel something in your body. Something is leaving me and it's coming to you. Virtue is leaving and coming. So you have to be careful who is laying their hands on you. I don't know how you do your things, but you know, back in Ghana, people like moving from church to church. People like from this church, that church, they are going for a miracle, they are going for a breakthrough. So they go and then pastors and people lay their hands on them all over the place. You have to be careful if you're into something like that. One day, a young lady in the church, somebody also came to church and the person just touched her in the church. That was it. It was transfer. The lady said, you know what? I don't feel right. I don't feel well. Since this guy touched me, I don't feel nice. I don't feel, I feel tight. There's something is on me. Anointing transfers. Evil spirit also transfers. So ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you as we are fasting, we're praying, and we're praying the book, the anointed is anointing. Let the anointing upon the anointed be something that you crave for. May it be yours. As you pray for the anointing, may it transfer to you. May it be like oil poured on Aaron's head that flows through his beard. May you be anointed this year. May you receive the anointing this year to stand and do exploits, to be bold wherever you come from, to be effective in anything you do for God. Let the anointing that comes upon you bring you money and bring you prosperity in the name of Jesus. Stand to your feet, please. It's like Obed-Edom. When the Ark of the Covenant came into his house. Oh my. The Bible says blessings, 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 blessings. There was a transfer. May 2018 never be the same again for you because of the anointing. All right, you are here tonight. You are not born again. You are not saved. If you were to die right now, you are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You're here like that. I want to pray with you. Please pray with me. Gently, very gently. We're still standing. Please.
If you can stand, please stand. If the anointing is too strong on you, too, that's fine. Feel free. This is a free church. Bishop, please pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You are here like that tonight. You are not saved. You are not born again. If you die right now, you're not sure whether you go to heaven or hell. I want to pray with you. If you are like that, just come to the front very quickly and I'll pray with you. The anointing is here. It's transferring. Thank you, Jesus. Ashes. Anointing. 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 Bishop, I want to be saved. I want to be born again. Come quickly. I want to pray with you. Thank you, Jesus. You don't want to go to hell when you die. Come quickly to the front. You don't want to go to hell. It's your hour of salvation. If you're here in front, I want you to say this prayer very gently with me. Watch it. Watch it go, finger. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. And I believe God raised him from the dead. And therefore I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to come and live in my heart, to be my master and my savior. From tonight, I confess Jesus as my personal Savior. And I believe that by this prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life. I am changed forever. I am a brand new person. Thank you, Father, for accepting me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.